Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marnie and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marnie Swedberg.
Welcome, welcome. This is Marnie Swedberg. We have a great show planned for you today with Leading in Love Beyond Understanding and our guest, Kathy Bruins, the director of the Well Conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She's an author and the founder of the Well Ministries for Christian Creatives and the Well Publishers. Kathy serves as president of Word Weavers West Michigan. I'm going to welcome you, Kathy, back to the platform here. Excited to have you here. So we're going to be doing some leadership training here.
Yes.
And when you think about leading beyond understanding, so I would have said maybe leading with understanding. So why did you decide to call this program Beyond Understanding?
Because I have been a leader for many, many years, and I love leaders. And I do have a passion for helping them grow as leaders, because when I see the mistakes leaders can make, it's like, ooh. God, how can we help this?
Yeah.
And so he's just totally blessed me with some ideas and brains. I am not the perfect leader, so I don't want to give you that idea. I'm still growing. But I have an idea of what a great leader looks like. And all I have to do is look at Jesus.
Yeah.
And So we normally think of leaders as getting the task done, having the people do what you say, whatever you say for them to do. That's the most important part. Well, no. It's not the most important part. It's important, but it's not the most important part, because we're looking big picture. And a leader needs to step out the normal boundaries of what people expect as a leader and go into the Jesus boundaries of being a leader.
Yeah.
So that's why going beyond the expected into the unexpected.
When you were talking there, I was thinking when you said you'd seen a lot of mistakes leaders have made. And I was thinking that, you know, when you are a leader, your mistakes are much more visible than when you're not a leader. When you make a mistake, a lot of people notice.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes, that's true.
Yeah. And so, you know, stepping up and the Well Conference for sure. And I always say everybody's a leader. Someone is actually looking at every person, whether it's your niece or whoever it is. I mean, there is somebody watching your life, looking for some direction and guidance, and hopefully toward Jesus. But as we develop creatives with the ability to step into leadership roles and bring others in mass, maybe behind, it's just so important to remember God's love for us personally as a leader, and then through us to our group that God's got us in charge of and are leading.
Absolutely. There are so many people, and I probably became a leader before I knew I was a leader. It's, you know, you can ask yourself, have you ever helped someone? Well, that's a leadership gift. Parents are leaders, of course, and we think about our church staff leaders and all that, but it's everyone is a leader. It's just, you know, how you develop those skills. Now, if leadership isn't working well for you and you don't have any leaders, you have a couple choices. You can resign, or you can do something about it. And you can definitely do something. And I hope you will do something about it, because you can definitely grow in this, and it will make a night and day difference. You will be amazed. Number one, God's love for you as a leader. Think about the leaders in the Bible, first off. You got Moses, you got David, and they had a very close relationship with God, mm-hmm. something that was developed, and God talked to them either through the heart right. or they could hear him. Can you imagine mm-hmm. having a relationship with God like that? Now, of course, that doesn't happen so much these days, but God does communicate very well. He knows all about the gifts of communication, and he will get his message through to you in the way that you can receive it. But you have to be listening. You have to be active. You have to be in his word. You have to be praying. But he loves you, and he wants you to be the best leader you can be. And he's going to give you all the skills you need to do that. I'm excited about it because it's right there. It is right there for you. We just need to plug into it.
In a conversation I was just having right before this, I was talking about how God doesn't use us in the negative way of the word use, but he does use us as a flow through vessel. So you can't actually give people something you don't have. If you don't have it, you can't give it. If a beggar is next to you and he needs money and you don't have any change or anything, you can't give it to him. Same with this leadership thing. As God gives it to you, he uses you to give it to others. And that's that. The basis has to be that he loves you. He's not abusing you. Yes. He's not asking you to do something he's not going to equip you to do. Right. He's asking you to let him use you as a leader, even as he equips you and pours that through you.
Absolutely. Yeah, he may take you to scary places. Just keep your seatbelt on. You'll be fine.
Right.
But yes, it is through love. And you will grow. And you will be so blessed to bless others.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So one key point, though, is that you genuinely have to care about others. And that's something we all work on. You have to love people. And that can be a struggle. But you can achieve it. Okay, are we on the next topic?
Be interested. Okay. Okay, there we go.
Okay, I have number two as discover how Jesus loved his followers.
Okay, let's do that one.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if we were done.
No. I'm just,
just warming
I'm
up.
Looking at the topic. I'm just warming up here. Yeah. Okay. Now, Jesus chose his disciples by name. He went to them and he says, follow me. Now, when God calls us to be a leader, he does the same thing, basically. He says, I want you to be a leader, follow me. And so we pass it down to Jesus. He passes it down to us. And we need to take that mantle on. We need to help people know that they can follow us. And it might not be in those exact words, but as you build relationships with the people that follow you, they learn to trust you and they want to know what you think about things and they want to know what you're doing and how they can not be like you, but be like Jesus ultimately. And that's what we're pointing them at. I don't want anyone to be like me. No, that's a mistake. Be like Jesus. That's a lot safer. That's a lot safer. For example, he teaches them John 13. He's washing their feet. That's not for Jesus to do. That's for the servants to do. Have you ever washed feet? I mean, in Bible times, they're muddy. They're stinky. There, you know, you want, but no, Jesus puts on the towel and gets the bowl of water and just like a servant goes to each of his disciples and washes their feet. Can you imagine having your feet washed by Jesus? I can't imagine that. I would be a mess. I mean, I can imagine him being so gentle and just maybe saying words of encouragement to the person. But then when he's all done, he's very specific. I have done this for you. Now you need to go and do this for others. It's all part of the command to love one another. Yeah. Love others as I have loved you. Mm-hmm. I think God tries to keep it simple for us.
Yeah. And I mean, it was such a good analogy of the overall concept. Be ready to serve. When you're a leader, be ready to serve. You're not going to just be served. You're going to end up doing a lot of the serving. So get ready.
That's right. I have seen leaders who feel they have this role, so they're not going to do that because that's for them to do. But I've also seen leaders who jump right in and say, here, I'm here with you. Let's get this done.
Let's get it done.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how can we be interested in those who follow us and also discover their gifts?
Yes. Just being observant, watching them, you know, if it's in an employment situation, leadership, watching them, see how they work, you know, conversations around the water thing. I can't think of the name.
The well, around the well.
And just see what they're interested in, you know, and as the relationship grows, you know, you kind of find out what struggles are and what their dreams are. And it's just building the relationship and showing your interest. How many people are really interested in us? Really, when you think about it, you go through your day. How many do you go through the day with, how are you? Fine. Or do you really stop and talk with someone and say, how's it really going? Mm-hmm. So just to be interested. Mm-hmm. And number four, helping them succeed using their gifts. Wow. You're a graphic artist? Wow. I could use you. I know a lot of places that would be. And what I would do with what influence I have is help plug them in to where they can succeed. And encourage them in that. If it's a company and you're seeing they're really doing well in their job, mm-hmm. and you think, you know what? They can do more. They can succeed. What can you do to help them climb the ladder, I guess you would say? And I mean, there's just a lot of things. They want to maybe have a better financial situation. Well, here's some books from Dave Ramsey. You know, go ahead and read them. There's a lot of things that we can do to help them move to the next level. And it's going to be different with each person. It's just, you got to listen for the call.
Yeah. If you think of, you know, I keep going back to, and I keep hearing you say the word care, you know, that it really comes down to, do you even care? Do you care? And I feel like, you know, I remember when we had a retail store and the restaurant, and I was doing womenspeakers.com, and I was, you know, I'm writing books. I mean, it's so much homeschooling the kids. So I remember one time coming in and finding out that one of my team members at the restaurant, her father had a surgery, and I didn't even know anything about it. I was completely out of the loop. And I remember feeling bad about that. Like, I felt like, wow, you know, there's so much going on. I can't even keep track of all these people. And I just want you to know that sometimes it's not you can't actually, if God has you stretched so far, you can't. I remember talking to Wes Stafford of Compassion when he was in charge of 1,000 employees. Yeah. You can't, you actually can't. However, when God prompts you to pause, to pick up the phone, to walk in a room, to do whatever you're supposed to do, to follow up, do it. God's got it. And it's not something that we have to feel guilty about if we can't do it perfectly or to someone else's level of what they expect out of a boss or out of a leader. But as we do it with, you know, like how Jesus did, he had his closest people, his close group, his 12, then he had the 70, you know what I mean? Then he had the crowds, you know what I mean? It's like, you're leading, but you can't get that personal with everybody. But do you care enough to listen to God and to do what he asks you to do? Because that's going to be the success factor right there.
Yes, that is a marvelous point. Because obviously, you know, like with the well, there's a lot of people with the well. Right. I cannot possibly connect with every single person, but right. God has called me to connect with certain people that right. I need to for whatever reason.
Right, and, right. Yeah, and there, one of my themes for this year is joyous connection. That's one of the things that I get to just look for, the joyous connection. Like, where is the point where God just gives me a passion for it? And it may not be that it's fun. Maybe this person is hurting. But it is my joy to connect with them where they are and to lead them into a more peaceful state than maybe when I found them by taking them to Jesus, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's kind of leads into the next point, which is blessed in unexpected ways.
Oh, here we are. I just have my scriptures down here, so because I can't remember them all. This is what I like to call celebration. And it looks a lot different with each situation. But life is so worth celebrating. A person is so worth celebrating. Whether it's a birthday or anniversary or whatever, or actions done. You know, I want to celebrate someone for that. It says in Matthew 25, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Joy. What is the joy? What is the joy of Jesus? Enter into the joy. It's a boundless thing. Joy. You can always grasp onto it. You can always celebrate. You can always, can you imagine? I remember working with someone who was going through a terrible time. And as we talked it out, I don't know, I was there. I was in that same kind of circumstance. There was a, because so many times people think they're alone in this, and it's just not true. It's a lie of the devil. And I was there. I know how you are hurting in this. You know, you are worth celebrating. They are missing a lot. You are worth it. Let's go get ice cream. So.
right. Go back. What was the beginning of that verse that you read there? What was the beginning of that verse?
His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Yeah, you know, I check in with God frequently for sure when I go to bed at night and ask how it was with me in the day, with me and him. But even during the day, sometimes I'm like, how's this going? Just God and I. And what I'm looking for, Kathy, is his well done. I really, if you think it's great or if somebody else think it's great, awesome. I love that. But if God doesn't think it's great, it doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks.
That's true.
It really matters what God thinks. And he wants to literally celebrate with us as we go through our days. He is saying, well done. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to hear that. We can hear that every day. I mean, he said it right there in that scripture. That wasn't heaven. That was earth. That was an analogy on earth. So, and as we bring joy into other people's lives or just surprise them or just are there for them. I remember one of our team members came in and she had been at court There was some false accusation that there was some child abuse going on, which was not happening. The little boy just was having issues. They had moved and he was just having a hard time readjusting to the new world that he was in. And, but they were taken to court to maybe lose their son. And she came into work afterwards and she was just there for a few minutes. And then she just burst into tears and was just sobbing and sobbing. And she said, you know, what's really weird is she said, I was able to hold it together the whole time this morning at home, the whole time at the courthouse, the whole drive here. But she said, when I got into this space and I felt so safe, yes, it just had to come out. And I thought, wow, thank you, Jesus. That work could be such a safe place for her, that this is where she would feel like she could release it. It was an unexpected thing for her and for me, but that's how she was experiencing her job. So I think that just being Jesus where we are with who we're with, does that, and just keeping looking to them. So it kind of leads into our next thing, encouraging them during the tough times.
Great segue there. The world is changing. And as we all know, not for the best, and it's nobody's surprise, especially Jesus. But we have hope. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You know, the world is a scary place. It really is. And I hear it all the time from people, both believers and non-believers, how, well, I'm not going in that neighborhood anymore. Yeah. And that country is going to bomb us. You know, are we ready? And look at the riots going on. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Yeah, things are happening. But I keep telling them, don't let it steal your joy. You know, we can make the choice day by day by day to be worried and anxious and not know what to do and be scared. And that's not what God's called us to do. And as leaders, we need to model that. And I don't mean in a fake way. You need to believe that. It needs to be a part of you to stand firm on God's word. It's a two-edged sword. It's powerful. Do not be anxious about anything. He tells us in Philippians. I've got this. Just be prayerful, mm-hmm, thankful. And just by doing that, his peace will reign in you, in the temple of God. He will give us his peace, and that peace will show. Mm-hmm. It's you will be different. And so then you got to figure out, am I okay being different?
Again, whose well done do you need? Whose well done do you need? Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and I was thinking of that verse, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And you think, with no joy, there's no strength. And so just to keep that in mind, that there is strength in the joy of the Lord. And I always say that, you know, the enemy's number one goal is to get us into the fetal position and useless, basically. Yes. Just however he can get us there. Just curled up or under covers, not willing to come out anymore. Kathy, I'm sure that you've been there at some point. I've totally been there at some point where it's like, wow, I can't do this. And God is saying, you know what? With me, you can. With me, you can. With on your own, not so great, but with me, you can.
And the last one.
Last one is to pray for our people.
Oh, absolutely. And pray for them, whether they know it or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the circumstances are, where you work or whatever. Some have really rules, guidelines that it you are not to talk about such things. But there's a lot of many ways that you can shine the light of Jesus without absolutely saying the words. You will be different. And people need to realize, and especially leaders, that prayer is the most powerful tool that we have. Do we really believe that?
Yeah.
You know, it's just words. It's the most powerful tool we have. Matthew 21:22 says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Now, I've seen a lot of people say, well, that didn't happen. You don't have enough faith. Ow! You know? That is not right. That did not happen because God had a plan for it. It may not look like exactly what we prayed for, but he's got it under control. Don't worry about that. And to blame another person about the level of faith, oh, that's a hurt. So, yes, praying for them whenever you can. Let them know, if you can, that you're praying for them. That makes a huge impact. Whether they're a believer or not, it makes a huge impact. And you think, why am I doing all this? Well, I know it's beyond understanding. And God puts us in those areas. And I tell you what, he's not going to forget. He's not going to forget what you've done for his people. You will be blessed. So don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Step into it with Jesus. Well, this is Marnie Swedering here with Kathy Bruins. We've been talking today about leading with the Holy Spirit. If I could sum it up that way, just letting the Holy Spirit lead us as we lead others, right? And we want to, Kathy is the director of the Well Conference for Creatives. That's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, coming up April 20th and 21, 22. And so we would love to see you at the Well. And that is the name of the website, seeyouatthewell.net. So if you want to register for that, you are welcome to use the coupon code Marnie50 to get $50 off of your ticket. And you want to do that just as quickly as possible. The Well Conference is one of my favorite conferences to attend and also to promote because it is so God-centric. It is so prayed over. It is when you get there, it's not the hustle and bustle of a lot of conferences, even though there's a ton going on. Maybe Kathy, just give us a brief word about the Well Conference and what's on your heart.
Okay. The whole mission of the Well Conference is to bring God's creatives together to make an impact on this world that needs it so badly. And we have found through networking that there are many ways that that can be done. And I can tell you, has been done. And God is working miraculously through the writers, the speakers, the artists, the actors, the dancers. Well, we're coming up with dancers, musicians. stay tuned for dancing. And personal growth, and it just goes on. We're going to have a biblical track coming up. And it's so exciting because the faculty that comes is there to serve the attendees. The egos stay out the door. There's no egos. We're in this together. We're helping each other. We're all climbing in our journey of being creative. It's an exciting time. We have so much fun there too. Of course, there's lots of coffee. wouldn't be the well without it. And I'm the director, so I can make sure that happens. Anyway, there's awards, and things are just climbing. This is God's conference. I cannot stress that enough. And if God is calling you, nudging you, pulling you to be at the well, you need to be there. And we're going to help you as much as we can to make that happen. We have the coupon codes. We have scholarships. We're, you know, getting sponsors to do scholarships. And we really feel this is God's call, not only for us, but for you. So don't miss it.
Come, and we want to see you at the well. See you at thewell.net. And be sure to register just as soon as you can and start getting your travel and all those things in place. Kathy is also available to speak at your upcoming events through womenspeakers.com. You've been speaker with us for many years over there. Kathy, thank you so much for being here with us today.
You are so welcome. This has been such a pleasure. I mean, it's just, I love you, Marnie.
I love you too. And it's so great to be here with you guys. Thanks for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you at the well, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.